And you said you did deer hunting then as well up north?
Like, pardon?
You hunted deer as well up north then?
Yeah, so I was pretty lucky. One, oh, some of the years there. From about 1947, to about 47, I got from 1947 to 47. '54, I got 8 deer.
Oh, really?
8 seasons in a row.
That's good.
6 bucks and 2 legal does. I haven't had to get permits at that time.
Right.
During that time, and after that, I got 4 permits. I only used 2. Because I was lucky enough to get a buck. I always wanted to get a big one.
Right.
Because I got more of a thrill. I seemed to be more smarter and sneakier.
Right.
The doe will go along and look around, maybe she'll stop, maybe it's 3 or 4 of them. I don't know. What it is. But the deer, he kind of pussyfoot, you know. Sometimes it looks here and looks there, you wouldn't see anything. All of a sudden you'd look and seems always the deer just popped up right out of the ground. And he'd be probably hidden behind some pine trees or cedars. Things like that. Or sometimes they'd travel where the trees are the densest. Sometimes they couldn't see you over that much. They'd walk along, maybe they'd on the ground, maybe they'd eat. They'd get them in between the openings sometimes.
Now, has the big game or even the small game in Michigan, do you feel it's depleted much?
Yes. Pheasant hunting, rabbit hunting, partridge hunting. Yeah, used to be a lot of rabbits. They ran around Bay City and north. We had friends and relatives that lived up north. They let me hunt on their properties. Gotcha, many times I got my limits of rabbits, pheasants, and partridge. But in the late years, it was hard. They were more scarce.
What do you think caused the scarcity?
Well, more hunters.
More hunters.
Less cover. And I think less feed. A lot of the farming places and stuff like that have been built up. People have bought the property and built homes and business places on it. Population expansion.
And to change the subject a little bit, I was wondering, how much education have you had?
Well, not good in high school.
What were your school years like then?
Beg pardon?
What were your school years like? Can you give me sort of a condensed version of what went on during your school life?
Well, I took up four subjects. Business administration course, arithmetic, algebra, ancient history, and English.
Mm-hmm. And
I was very good at arithmetic and very good at spelling. And I went to Whittier School in Bay City. It's located on 38th and Broadway. I was tops in arithmetic. There was two other boys that were good too. My marks were a little higher than theirs.
That's good.
I think about 90, 92, 94. And I could do my problems faster than they could, because if I had to carry a number, like if I multiplied number and there was about two or five to carry over or something like that,
mm-hmm.
but I'd remember my head. Well, they'd write it down on their paper, see? And then if I had a column of figures to add up, I could do it faster than they could, because there was times there, maybe it'd be two fives, there'd be ten.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe eight and a two is ten. Or six and four is ten. Well, I'd gradually group those, see?
Oh, you'd group them, I see.
And then I'd put whatever, carried it, if it happened to be like 80, I'd have carry eight, I'd put the eight down there. I'd look down that, see?
Mm-hmm.
And there. And they, and I was better at writing than they were too. They would sort of draw their figures where I would use that Palmer method.
Palmer method.
Muscular movement?
I see. A circular motion?
Yeah. Well, they would.
They were more angular?
They draw theirs more like drawing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we had spelling in the seventh grade at or spelling bees, the seventh grade and at Whittier School, there was three girls and I, or me,
mm-hmm.
who were the best spellers, and I happened to be the best.
That's great.
I used to get 98 and 99 on my report cards. And when it comes to writing, there were three girls, the same three girls, and I, were the best writers, and when I graduated from the ADA, I got a writing certificate for penmanship.
Oh, that's good.
And from the writing teacher,
mm-hmm.
the name of George A. Race, and the three girls also got theirs when we got our graduation diplomas.
Mm-hmm. And what was the school system like? Was it a large school that you went to?
It was a large school, the eighth grade. They had the A grade, a B grade, and A grade.
That's it.
It like 1B, 1A, and maybe 2B and 2A. They would have both classes, the B and A classes, in all eight rooms, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Probably have four rows of seats for the students. There was only A class and four rows for the B class. So I imagine there was about 20 students the B class and about 20 or 22 or so in the A class.
Mm-hmm. That's a good size. To go to another subject again, do you remember what it was like during probation? What's your general impression of fishing in Bay City?
Well, when they started probation there, they manufactured a 4% beer, which was supposed to be intoxicating. And some of the people made their own home brew or their beer.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them even made wine. And some of them made bootleg whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And after prohibition was over, then they people could go in there and buy their different kinds of drinks, like whiskey and beer and wine. Some of the other things, I don't know. Brandy, I guess.
Yeah. Now, in the years that you've lived, how has organized crime changed? Has there been ever been a lot of crime in Bay City?
There's been a lot of
crime.
Well, there wasn't until just the last 10 years.
Well,
I know since I've been at this home down here, almost 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And been reading the newspapers about a lot of it in different places in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's due to drugs and and different kinds of cigarettes. That
marijuana, you mean? You mean marijuana, don't you?
Marijuana, yeah.
And in light of today's political situation, I'm sure you're aware of Watergate, aren't you?
Beg pardon?
You're aware of Watergate, aren't you? Watergate?
Watergate, I read that, yes, on it.
Yes. Well, in light of today's political situation, how do you think politics has changed since you were a child? Has it changed, do you think? Are politics actually that corrupt? Do you remember them being that corrupt? Or?
No, they didn't seem to be.
Mm-hmm.
The less trouble.
Just generally. Is there anything that you would like to say now, something that comes from you? I mean, what do you actually feel about the Saginaw Valley? In light of all the years that you've lived, do you think that that Bay City, the Saginaw Valley, has been a worthwhile place to be?
Yes, I do. They keep improving it and enlarging it.
Mm-hmm.
Enlarging things, buildings, schools, colleges. Mm-hmm. Recreational places.
Is there anything that you as a senior citizen would like to comment on now? Just anything?
I lived in Bay City all my life, and 77 years old. I've liked it very much. And I'd like to live the balance of my life here.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Schultz. Mm-hmm. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Okay, it's dinner time.
Oh, boy. So I put it over. He is the current head of the new. The current head of the Well, hotel was advised your mouth was on a well smoke.
Yeah, I'm just gonna stop.
Yes, that Armadale, that Robert's Gal. So that's no reason with the little memory was touching his door. So that's the man who. The shocky nurse who was to us then I stopped them. So you look up. Hey, what? Oh, she's so hard on his ego. Well, when I was with it, she met him in it. So first, you know, they lost that. I asked to see her's nest. She's a life that she's saying, oh, the girl, where's
that? Oh, that's it. We're in the park of that girl, where is she alive on the gas of the meat? Yeah, that's it.
But, man. We're in the park of the meat. You see, with the other, and one eye of the kitchen, and I, like, in a set, and a boss, and a little bit. We're in the weather, fam. In the bush. Where are you? Yes, darling. And then I don't know where to go on me. I'm out up to the hours in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the mess. And then I'll feel that nervous, but I'm nervous. That nervous. That nervous.
Yeah.
You're still getting the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll open. And then I'm rest. So I'll get to them.
Uh-huh.
You just walk together.
Well, they walk.
They walk me the rest of the night. I've heard all my night of fun. I'm a pretty sure I'll make it. I won.
That's all you just gave me, kid. Now, seriously,
I'll have to go.
Not much seriously, you do. Not much seriously, you do. We'll say very seriously, you do.
You know, kid.
Not crazy, you know, kid. You just gave me.
Get us here.
I'm gonna get in the power of visit. I'm gonna get in the power of visit. I'm gonna get in the visit. Where is it? What's new? Yes. No. Yeah, I'll work hard. What's the boss in the vehicle? Come on in your boss. Looking at the rest of me short. Yeah. Yeah, you're shy. I'm gonna get in the power. But. It's a home open and it's on the farm. Yes. See you later. No. Yeah, I'm gonna get in the power. But. Look at the street, see her, even working in the middle of the street. Well, I have only got stuff. And the shark man, too, let's see how we know if you're in business. Well, you're in it. You're a lady, guys, mate. I'm. Hey,
you're up, man. You have a little down my door.